The best mix, 98.3 The Coast, and the best mix in the morning show with your daily dish for Tuesday. Anthony Hopkins was just as surprised as everyone else when he won the Best Actor Oscar Sunday night. The star, who wasn't at the ceremony, posted a video message Monday morning and said, quote, "Here I am in my homeland in Wales. After 83 years of age, I did not expect to get this award. I really didn't. I'm very grateful to the Academy." He brought up the late Chadwick Boseman, who was expected to win that award, saying, quote, "I want to pay tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who was taken from us far too early. I really did not expect this, so I feel very privileged and honored." In the caption, Hopkins also thanked the father, director Florian Zeller, his wife and family. In a change to the schedule, the Best Actor Award was the final trophy given out, leading many to believe the show was setting up Boseman's win as the finale. When that didn't happen, many people online thought the Oscars had made another La La Land Moonlight slip-up. While many folks thought Boseman was robbed, his family is not among them. Derek Boseman tells TMZ that he doesn't believe his brother's loss was a snub because every nominated actor was excellent and deserving of the award. He says the family isn't upset or agitated whatsoever that Chadwick's name wasn't called at the end of the Oscars ceremony. Carrie Ann Inaba will be taking a leave of absence from The Talk to focus on her health and well-being. In an Instagram video, the co-host said, "We all know health is the most precious gift we have, and I need to take care of mine. I appreciate the love and support from all of you and my family at The Talk. I hope to be back soon, ready for action. I'm sending you all my love, and I'll update you on my progress. Talk soon." The move comes only one day after The Sun reported that Carrie Ann is feuding with co-host Cheryl Underwood. Inaba's also comes on the heels of Sharon Osbourne's departure from the show after her recent on-air confrontation with Cheryl Underwood. And one of Michael Jackson's accusers in that controversial 2019 HBO documentary has lost his latest court challenge. Variety says the suit by Wade Robeson, one of the principal figures seen in Leaving Neverland, was dismissed Monday by a California judge. It accused two production companies owned by Jackson of failing to protect boys from the entertainer's sexual advances. But Judge Mark A. Young ruled that the companies had no ability to control Jackson because Jackson owned them outright. The lawyer representing Jackson's companies accused Robeson of spending the last 8 years pursuing frivolous claims in different lawsuits against Michael Jackson's estate and companies associated with it. Young also dismissed a similar suit filed last fall by James Safechuck, the other main accuser in Leaving Neverland. Robeson's attorney said he would appeal that ruling. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show and 98.3 The Coast.